You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham.
It's Wednesday, and that means it's time to talk state history with our partners at the Michigan History Center. Memorial Day weekend is the start to the summer vacation season, right? But Memorial Day began as Decoration Day to commemorate veterans just after the Civil War. Here now to talk about a Civil War veterans memorial mystery is State Archivist with Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey. Hi there.
How are you?
So before we start talking about that mystery, how long have we celebrated Memorial Day? When did it become a federal holiday?
Well, it didn't become a federal holiday till the early 1970s. It was first celebrated as Decoration Day in 1868. And then there were some arguments, you know, who celebrated it first before 1868. And I don't know that that argument's ever really been settled, but I think New York State has been credited with the first celebrations post-Civil War.
I'm going to credit my home state, General Logan, for actually making Decoration Day happen across the nation. I suppose he gets most of the credit, right?
Yeah, he gets most of the credit. But there, again, I think since people have gone on and credited General Logan with forming the formal holiday, then people started arguing about whether they had celebrated it before that, which happens.
So let's get to the mystery. First of all, who is Manly McNitt?
Well, Manly McNitt, as far as Civil War veterans go, was not an uncommon individual. He enlisted in the 19th Michigan Infantry, which mustered in Dowagiac September 5th in 1862. So he was just like a lot of people at that time. They were trying to do their bit and enlisted as a private and then went off to war with the 19th Michigan, and they were assigned to the Army of the Cumberland. So not the far east half of the United States, but what we'd call the Middle West now.
So this is not really about his service in the Union Army and the Michigan 19th Infantry. It's about after his life. But tell us about his service.
He enlisted when he was 20 and was in a lot of significant engagements, got wounded, and was put in Libby prison, and then wound up exiting the war in June of 65 after Appomattox.
So the mystery is actually about his memorial marker, his gravestone. What happened to it?
He wound up in La Porte, Texas after the war eventually, and he passed in 1915. And so they honored him with a military marker, which had his rank and name and unit and company that he was in and his birth and death date. But then Hurricane Harvey hit. And La Porte is just southeast of Houston, Texas. So it's really right near the coast of where Hurricane Harvey came ashore. And it just obviously devastated that area and swept his grave marker to the northwest quite a ways, all the way into the Houston proper.
Yeah, the idea of that much force lifting a gravestone and sweeping it down the river or down streams is pretty impressive. So it turns out that a Texas resident and an Air Force veteran, a guy named Kevin Lewis, finds the gravestone washed up near his home, and he's concerned about getting it back to where it belongs. What happens next?
Well, so he goes to the local authorities, and because it just has that information I described on the marker and nothing else, they're at a loss as to how to help him. But Kevin's intrepid, and he's a veteran, and he wants to honor Manly McNitt and get this grave marker back to its rightful spot. And so he starts making phone calls, and seeing that it's the 19th Michigan Infantry, he does some online searching and finds that the Michigan History Center, specifically the Archives of Michigan, has records of that unit. And so we get a phone call from Mr. Lewis.
Yeah, I assume that's not the typical kind of request. So how'd you guys handle that?
Well, it is pretty typical that people are trying to find information to reset a headstone. But what was not typical is that they're trying to reset a headstone that had been swept away in a hurricane. That was unusual. So there are a lot of good records that organizations like the Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War have compiled to make a seemingly esoteric question pretty easy to answer.
Yeah, where was this guy buried? Did you find out what graveyard he was supposed to be in?
Yeah, so we were able to track him down to the Cedarhurst Cemetery in La Porte, but there was also some confusion as to exactly where in the cemetery that stone went, because obviously the whole cemetery was devastated, and they didn't have records down to a grid pattern that showed where those stones went. So we felt pretty good that it wasn't the public cemetery in La Porte, it was this private cemetery called Cedarhurst, but we also felt we'd only got him 9/10 of the way there.
Hmm.
And so we gave them the information we had, and then we wrote an article about it in our biannual publication for the archives, send it out to our normal constituents who are exclusively in Michigan. And then a funny thing happened. Somebody posted it on social media, and the great-great-granddaughter of Manley McNitt realized that we had only gotten 9/10 of the way there. And she contacted us and said, I have the rest of the story. And we were able to sync her up with the LaPorte authorities and Kevin Lewis, and they were able to determine the exact location and even set a date where family members traveled back down to LaPorte to have the stone reinstalled.
How does that make you feel when you guys get to help a family like that?
It's really rewarding. I started at the archives in reference, and there's nothing more rewarding than helping someone find an answer to a question. It doesn't matter if it's something that makes it in the news or if it's just trying to help them figure out, you know, a connection to a relative. For me, it's one of the most enticing things about archival work is just connecting people with information that they're looking for.
Well, a Civil War memorial mystery solved thanks to the Michigan History Center and the State Archives. Thanks very much to State Archivist Mark Harvey for telling the story.
Great. Thank you.